Jagradev. On January the 12th, 2008, His Holiness Maharshi Mahesh Yogi, illustrious sage of the Vedic tradition of masters, has retired into silence. And he has asked of his governors of the Age of Enlightenment and his yogic flyers, the most enlightened citizens of their nations, to do the following two things. First, practice yogic flying in groups, larger and larger groups, to create coherence in national consciousness and crown the nation with invincibility. And second, to present to the public in your nation, in every imaginable way, the lectures of Raja John Hagelin, the Raja of Invincible America, on the unified field, the greatest discovery of the history of science, and how it is the key to personal enlightenment, to national invincibility, and to world peace. Maharshi says of Raja John Hagelin that he is the voice of the unified field, that he is the voice of total natural law, that listening to him is like receiving the actual showers of the constitution of the universe. And Maharshi said, if you want to know what I have taught in the world, then listen to Raja John Hagelin. So Raja John Hagelin is our great genius of our world family. And we have the chance to present the picture of all the knowledge that anyone could ever need to know by presenting his lectures to all our population through the 12 channels of the 12 directors of the Global Country of World Peace in the nation, in the states, and in the cities of our nation. Raja John Hagelin, so much treasured by Maharshi, has described in this series of 12 lectures the application of the unified field to the resolution of the problems and suffering of the world, heretofore never resolved in any generation. And he has presented it, as Maharshi himself has repeatedly commented, simply, logically, scientifically, understandably, and persuasively, with confident conviction. His lectures are beautifully illustrated for the public to understand, and he shows in his lectures, in whatever dimension of life he is approaching, that the discovery of the unified field, the fulfillment of Einstein's dream for a single unified source of all laws of nature at all levels of the universe, that this discovery of the unified field gives to every human being now access to the deepest and most powerful level of nature's functioning, and to the source of the infinite creativity and intelligence of nature itself within the individual consciousness. Roger Hagelin reveals how the techniques of the unified field, including transcendental meditation, the TM City program, including yogic flying, as introduced by Maharshi, develop the total brain functioning of every individual, raising the individual to enlightenment, and through groups of such individuals, even small numbers, creating coherence in national consciousness, raises every nation to invincibility. As Roger Hagelin says, by applying proven technologies of the unified field to all areas of society, we can eradicate violence, disease, and poverty. Maharshi truly wants every human being in the world to have a chance to see these lectures. We've been watching them here at the World Congress of Rajas in Holland over the last many weeks, and we have enjoyed them so much. And I truly wish that every single governor of the Age of Enlightenment and yogic flyer, all the meditators of the world, should watch all the 12 themselves and then launch at the same time upon having these seen in all the relevant dimensions of the whole society. Already 540 sets of discs of DVDs have been sent out around the world, with 21,000 discs altogether, including the basic DVDs of Roger Hagelin in all the different areas. Here are the 12 areas of the conferences. Education, developing the total brain and optimizing academic outcomes, a unified field-based approach to education. Health, creating a healthy, disease-free society, the unified field-based approach to healthcare. Architecture, building fortune-creating homes and workplaces, a unified field-based approach to architecture. Agriculture, producing healthy food for the whole population, a unified field-based approach to organic agriculture. Trade and commerce, formula for personal and corporate success, a unified field-based approach to leadership. Invincible defense, achieving national security and invincibility, a unified field-based approach to defense. Science and technology, promoting mistake-free progress for fulfillment in life, a unified field-based approach to science and technology. Communication, creating national unity and global harmony, a unified field-based approach to communication. Religion and culture, living in harmony with natural law, the will of God, a unified field-based approach to religion and culture. Administration, creating prevention-oriented, problem-free government, a unified field-based approach to administration. Law and order, creating crime-free, mistake-free life, a unified field-based approach to law and order. Finance and planning, optimizing creativity and competence for a peaceful, prosperous world, a unified field-based approach to finance and planning. As you know, the structure of administration through silence has been well set by Maharshi. on the global level, Maharaja Nadaram, the great scientist who discovered that physiology is consciousness and the individual is cosmic, is the first ruler of the global country of world peace, ruling from the level of eternal silence itself. Then Maharshi has trained 35 Rajas, 8 Purusha Rajas, who are in the deep silence of Purusha, and 27 Rajas who are on the level of both infinite silence and infinite dynamism, both together. And all the countries of the world now are being looked after by one of these Rajas. In addition, on the global level, there is a prime minister and 12 ministers of these 12 areas that I have just read out, responsible for this flow of the unified field-based approach in all these areas to all the corresponding directors in all the countries of the world. Then on the national level, there is a national director, a national leader, and with the national leader, 12 directors, one for each of these 12 areas, again, that I just read. And then, in addition to the 12 directors on the national level, then 12 directors, according to the country's structure, on the state or provincial level, on the regional level, or on the city level, and even on the level of the towns and villages in the country. Every level of the world should have the directors, enlightened directors, offering this flow of total knowledge to enlighten the population in each of these 12 dimensions, 12 areas of the life of the nation. And I'm sure that in most of the nations of the world now, there is a well-set structure, not only of national directors, but also of directors on state and on city level, to the extent that by now, there are actually thousands of directors who've been appointed in countries all over the world. The greatest responsibility for the directors in these 12 areas, on the national, state, and city levels and local levels, is to present these conferences built around the presentations of Raja John Hegelin on the unified field as the key to personal enlightenment, national invincibility, and world peace through these 12 separate channels. So everyone who is watching, you, if you have not taken up one of the 12 directorates, please do so. And then begin to find every possible way to present these conferences to the people in your area. For example, the education director may present in universities and colleges and schools, may present to educational conferences, may gather educators by invitation to come to special meetings that they set up. They may offer them also for professional advanced training of educators that is going on everywhere in the world. In every one of the 12 channels, just like that, to think of every imaginable way for people to gain the advantage of having received this complete vision of knowledge, of unified field-based approach to each field of life. The conferences can be shown in public halls. We can take advertisements and invite the population to come to a very dignified hall. And we can charge some entrance fee so that they could be paying the expenses of putting on the conference in those halls. They could be offered in businesses. They can be offered in any kind of professional training program, in adult education. They can be offered in all the educational institutions. They can be offered to government departments. Any way that we can think to provide this and let it be seen by the population, we should go ahead and do it. In addition, we may like to use equally the internet to promote these conferences, with webcasts of the conference that are advertised to the professionals in each of the 12 fields, so that even in people's own homes or in their offices, they could take advantage of this. But in every imaginable way, as many times as possible, as fast as possible, that this knowledge that Raja Hegelin has presented from Maharshi should flow out to enlighten the society, with the direct result that people will say, as Maharshi said, having heard Raja Hegelin, they will not be able to sleep until they have actually implemented this, until they have begun to transcend, until they have seen their business start to flourish from that, or their school, or the patients that have been suffering begin to gain relief from this program. So the result will be a massive awakening of the whole population for the need to have that experience that is the vital, fundamental, basic human experience, the experience of the unified field in the state of transcendental self-referral consciousness, in the experience of our own self. In organizing all of this, you have great help at hand. Materials have been prepared, for example, advertisements that you can use, press releases, letters of invitation, posters, a formal introduction to Raja Hegelin that can be said before the DVD is played. And all of these and many more things will be given to you to help you, to make it easy, and the DVDs, of course, themselves. When Maharshi retired into silence, he said, "I am grateful for this warm send-off of invincibility to the whole world for all times. It has been my pleasure at the feet of Gurudev to take the light of Gurudev and pass it on to my environment. Now today I am closing my designated duty to Gurudev. I can only say, live long the world in peace, happiness, prosperity, and freedom from suffering. Today, this farewell marks the establishment of invincibility for all mankind under the capable leadership of Maharaja Nadaram and under the capable guidance of the ministers and all the glorified minds in terms of all dignity, the light of invincibility for every country. It is my satisfaction," Maharshi said, "that I offer this to the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev. Offer my everything to the blessings of Gurudev and continue with the world in peace, prosperity, and happiness. The formation of the Brahmananda Saraswati Trust is going to be a glory for all future life on earth, on the individual and the national level. All glory to Gurudev. Express my delight that for all the millennium to come, the world is going to be a happy world. The Brahmananda Saraswati Trust is going to take the lighted lamp every morning and every evening that is going to come. The future of the world is bright, and that is my delight." As you will have heard, on January the 12th, 2008, the Brahmananda Saraswati Trust is that organization Maharshi has established that will provide a perpetual basis for the support of all that is required for the global invincibility of the human race, and most especially of the permanent support of the vast groups of yogic flying Vedic pundits performing yoga and yajna at the Brahmastan of India, in the Jyotirlingas in India, the great centers of silence there, and the Brahmananda Saraswati Nagars in 48 major cities of India. And at Maharshi Towers of Invincibility that will be rising around the world with this as the living monument to Maharshi's achievement in the world, with students there as well as the Vedic pundits practicing yogic flying for invincibility of national life. But I want to draw your attention in this message, this farewell message of Maharshi, to what he said: "It has been my pleasure at the feet of Gurudev to take the light of Gurudev and pass it on to my environment." A very modest way of saying that he took the light of Gurudev, the light of Brahman consciousness, the light of total Vedic wisdom, and passed it on to his environment, meaning the entire earth. And I think that at this moment, as Maharshi is now in his retirement, that it is timely for all of us in the world, all the governors of the Age of Enlightenment, all the yogic flyers, all the meditators who have gained so much, such great gifts from Maharshi, from Gurudev, to return that gift by offering, as Maharshi did, this light of Gurudev in our environment, just as he did for 53 years. Now let us take up the torch of totality, of Brahman consciousness, and offer the light of that in our environment. And the way to do it right now, besides our deep experience of yogic flying in the group and our blissful radiations in national life of coherence, of integration, is to do as Maharshi asked us to do. Offer these conferences of Raja John Hegelin to our environment in every imaginable dimension. Silence is now filling the world more and more. And now the world, which has been full of problems, is ripe and ready to take the blessing of the knowledge that is in these lectures and eliminate all the problems and suffering from the whole world. Bless your people of your nation, of your city, with this knowledge. Let heaven descend in your nation now. Let the whole reality of what Gurudev and Maharshi have blessed the world with be shared by all the people of your dear nation and therefore of the whole world. I would now like to introduce Raja John Hegelin to add some words of explanation about the importance of these conferences, and I'll introduce him in just the words that you can introduce him when you are leading the conferences, presenting the DVDs of his lectures, of each of his 12 lectures, or in particular the lecture in your speciality, in your department of which you are the director. Jai Gurudev. Raja Hegelin, please give us your blessings also at this moment. Jai Gurudev.
Jai Gurudev. We are so fortunate to have the leadership of Dr. Bevan Morris. Dr. Bevan Morris is the right hand of Maharaja Nadaram and is an exemplary leader in every way. Dr. Bevan Morris has been guiding the activities of this Global Congress of Rajas and numerous projects all over the world for many, many decades of service to Maharshi. He has the most comprehensive knowledge of Maharshi's programs, his deep principles, and the application of these programs throughout the world. In Dr. Bevan Morris, we have a great strength of leadership in our global movement. And beside him, all of the Rajas who are brilliant, who are dedicated, who are dynamic. We have 12 global ministers who are absolutely dynamic and brilliant, including our Kuberji, Minister of Finance and Planning, who handles finances for the whole global movement. We have tremendous leadership at every level of Maharshi's global organization, national, regional, state, local. And I want to thank all of these leaders and all of our meditators, all of our siddhas, all of our governors, for everything they have done for so many years to promote Maharshi's knowledge and to stand by Maharshi in his transformation of the world. And I thank you also for what you are about to do in launching upon this great initiative that Maharshi has engineered so carefully. We are all so blessed to have Maharshi's knowledge, to have his incomparable techniques for the development of our full human potential in higher states of consciousness. We're so fortunate to have his guidance and his continuing guidance. The world is blessed beyond measure. The world has been irreversibly changed. Maharshi surveyed the state of the world with great depth of clarity from his higher consciousness and realized before going into the deep silence of retirement, that his work was done. That the achievement, the progress towards world peace and national invincibility was irreversible in the world today. And it was irreversible due to the growth of coherence-creating groups of yogic flyers throughout the world. And the fact that far more yogic flyers have been trained in a great many countries than are actually needed to produce national invincibility, even global invincibility and world peace. He saw that the global transformation was irreversible, that the world would never slide back into the same old suffering world. He saw that the future of the world was bright, and he said, "And that is my delight." Through Maharshi's comprehensive global consciousness, he saw that the future of the world is bright. In going into deep silence of retirement, Maharshi repeatedly emphasized on this project, and this is the main point I would like to make. Maharshi repeatedly emphasized with the greatest enthusiasm and strength on the critical importance of this project to bring this knowledge to the world at this time. He was so strong about this, I wish everybody could have heard the strength of his conviction, almost like the field of natural law itself was erupting through Maharshi, that this was the act, and this was the time to perform the act, that this particular knowledge, this total knowledge of Maharshi's Vedic science and technologies of consciousness, corroborated by modern science, that it was time for this knowledge to reach everyone on earth. Something about this time and this knowledge was absolutely appropriate and finely tuned to shake the foundations of civilization and to destroy any remaining resistance of ignorance and darkness in the world. Maharshi has been showering the world with knowledge for over 50 years. 50 years ago, he talked about the discovery of the transcendent, the field of the absolute. And he spoke about his transcendental meditation to give a peep into that basic reality of life. And the knowledge of that absolute has only evolved and developed over all these years to the point where Maharshi has talked about the totality of knowledge, the structure of Brahm, the great, the totality of knowledge and its infinite organizing power to transform entire civilizations. Maharshi has refined the Vedic knowledge and has brought from the deep Vedic literature all these precious practical gems of knowledge, all these technologies, these programs and approaches to bring individual life to enlightenment, to transform individual health, to prevent disease and to promote health and longevity, to transform the science of architecture to be completely fortune-promoting, to transform the science of Vedic agriculture with Vedic sounds, to make life, to make food maximally intelligent and nutritious. In every field of life, such as defense, Maharshi has completely revised the understanding in all of these different areas and has come up with the most efficient and powerful technologies to transform life in all of these areas, raising the science of defense from destructive offensive approach to true defensive approach, invincibility on a practical and scientific basis. So the knowledge Maharshi has been designing over all these years has reached an extraordinary power of perfection today. And now is the time, with rising world consciousness, to launch upon the world with this knowledge. And with Maharshi going deeply into silence, the power of that silence and the silent administration of the universe to transform the destiny of the human race is more powerful than ever. There's more clarity in collective consciousness, an awakening in collective consciousness to make everyone absolutely receptive to this knowledge and able to comprehend it in its depth and profundity. So this is the time that Maharshi has chosen. These are the tapes in particular that Maharshi has chosen and designed. These were all talks given in Maharshi's presence, using specific points that Maharshi had developed and shared with me to present. All of these angles of health and defense and so forth are Maharshi's angles, and I was quite amused to watch these tapes myself with all the Rajas and all of the directors over these past weeks, and just see that every single point that I made, in addition to, of course, Maharshi's own points, but all of my points were simply Maharshi's points, everything I had learned from Maharshi. And what a joy it is to speak Maharshi's knowledge. But my point is, this initiative at this time was carefully engineered by Maharshi. It was, in a sense, apart from the building of the Maharshi Towers of Invincibility and the establishment of the Brahmananda Saraswati Trust, it was Maharshi's most powerful initiative. As Maharshi himself retired to silence, this was the activity he wanted us to take, and take globally as a world family. So there's something extremely powerful and timely about this time, about this message, where the Vedic science and technologies of consciousness, the eternal wisdom of all the ages, is corroborated by the most advanced understanding of modern science and the empirical research, the published scientific research, to show that these deep principles work and can actually practically transform the direction of time. Using this initiative, we will complete Maharshi's transformation of the globe. We will fulfill Maharshi's vision using his words and his initiative, so carefully designed at this particular time, using his initiative, using his approach and program, we will complete Maharshi's vision for the world by bringing this irreversible enlightenment, which is dawning in the world, to its full sunshine, and bringing enlightenment to 6.5 billion peoples of our world, raising healthcare throughout the world to perfection, agriculture to perfection, architecture to perfection, defense to perfect, invincible defense. We have the knowledge, we have the inspiration, through Maharshi's own words, and as Dr. Bevan Morris said, by example of his own life, of complete and one-pointed dedication to the world and the promotion of the knowledge given to him by Gurudev of the eternal wisdom of the Veda. We can now do, as Bevan said, what Maharshi himself said in these last days. Share the knowledge that Gurudev gave him with his environment. And as in Maharshi's own life, we will see that environment transformed. So what a beautiful opportunity to work together this is. And it's extraordinarily inspiring and heartening to see Maharshi's global family everywhere. All the meditators, all the siddhas, all the governors, all the ministers, all the rajas together of one purpose, of united mind, implement this program as globally as possible and continue to promote it till every leader of society and every citizen of society has heard this knowledge and been given the opportunity to join in the extraordinary path of evolution that we have all joined by Maharshi's grace and the grace of Gurudev. So I'm extremely proud of the response so far, and with this type of response and dedicated outpouring coming all over the world in support to Maharshi, we will certainly succeed in fulfilling Maharshi's vision in transforming the destiny of the entire world, not in this generation, which was Maharshi's original goal, but in these weeks and in these months. A complete transformation of society through the knowledge Maharshi's given us and an initiative that Maharshi has designed and has promoted for all of us in the most powerful way to join together and collectively achieve. So I'm very, very confident and very hopeful that given an opportunity to present these tapes again and again in businesses and in schools and to government officials in charge with medical care, in every other area of national concern, to leaders throughout society and citizens throughout society, we will see an extraordinary response of tremendous receptivity and inspiration to do something concrete and effective for themselves and for society, because that is the timeliness of this initiative that Maharshi has launched upon the world through us at this time. So it is a great joy to work with you very closely, and all of my fellow Rajas, and all of my ministers, and every meditator in Sira and governor throughout the world, work together to bring fulfillment to this great vision of Maharshi, of this knowledge at this time for the transformation of our world. Thank you, and Jai Gurudev.
Thank you.